Hi there, it's Kath Ann, weekly host of the Homework Help Show. This week on episode 19, we discuss 5 academic writing tips and how not to make them. Tune in this week for some advice on how to improve your academic writing. Hello, and welcome to the Homework Help Show. As usual, my name is Kath Ann, and today we are going to be providing you with some really great academic content to enhance your student life. So today I really wanted to get into some specifics about academic writing and how you can work to improve your academic writing. So more specifically, I'm just going to bring up what we will discuss today, and it is actually a really interesting topic. We're going to be discussing how to modify your academic writing, and I'm going to identify 5 common mistakes made by students when they're writing an academic paper and how you can identify them and address them. So this doesn't have to do with creative writing or writing a letter to your friend. It is strictly academic writing or formal business writing. These tips can apply to that as well. So maybe you have commonly made some mistakes in your papers and you're looking to get better grades on them. So don't worry, I am here to help and provide you with a few tips that hopefully will enhance your academic writing. We're going to get into some real specifics around this. So I'm really excited to share with you. So tip number 1, don't use contractions. Now, what are contractions? Again, this is for academic writing. Contractions are words like don't, can't, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, isn't, haven't, and hasn't. So these are the shorter forms of words like do not, cannot, could not, would not, should not, is not, have not, and has not. It is better to write out the word in full within your academic paper or in your business writing because it just looks more professional. Notice how, for example, with cannot, it is one word. It's condensed into C-A-N-N-O-T, whereas if you write do not, it still remains as 2 separate words. So that's important to note when you are expanding contractions. This is a really important one because it's something that can really slip your mind when you're writing an academic paper, and it's really important to be attentive to using contractions throughout your paper. So always make sure that you go over your paper before you hand it in and make sure that you are not using contractions before you hand it in, because this is one that professors really do not like. It makes your writing seem a little bit too kind of easygoing and colloquial. So make sure you are avoiding using contractions, expand those words, and sound more professional. So a second, number 2, tip number 2 is avoid there are or there is. This might seem like a strange one, but let me explain. So why do we avoid there are or there is? When we write, we don't want our sentences to be too wordy or convoluted. We want our sentences to be concise and to the point. So when we use there are, it adds extra words that really don't need to be there. They're kind of redundant and they're not required. So let me give you a couple of examples of this. There are adds extra words. So for example, there are many issues that politicians face daily. So that's adding a little bit of time and words to your point. You really don't need there are at the beginning of the sentence. Instead, you could just write, politicians face many issues on a daily basis. Much more simple, much more to the point. Let's do another example. There are many developments that the UN supports. So again, we have there are at the beginning of the sentence. We really don't need that. It kind of clutters the sentence up. We would much rather say
the UN supports many developments. So as you can see, shortening those sentences and making them much more concise is much better and much more straightforward, and that is going to get you many more points in your essay. So tip number three is avoid words like really, very, a lot, and so. So the reason for this is that it weakens your writing when you're using these words. You really do not need to use these words. When you use some of these words, it makes your writing not as strong. So it makes it come across as a little bit more amateur, and you really don't need to use these words. They're really unnecessary, and they don't add anything to your writing. And I know I just use the word really. So let's look at an example. Many people think cooking is hard. Many people think cooking is very hard. Instead of using the words very hard, you can change it to something else. Maybe the word difficult. So let's say, many people think cooking is difficult. It strengthens the sentence and it strengthens the meaning that you're getting at with your writing. Let's do a second example. Trump's presidency is really controversial. If you want this sentence to be a bit stronger, take out the word really, because the word controversial stands alone. It is a strong word in and of itself. So to strengthen that sentence, you will want to say, Trump's presidency is controversial. Let's do another example. A lot of the boys like to play soccer. So the word a lot weakens the sentence. Instead of a lot, we can use many. Many of the boys like to play soccer. We can use many because the boys is countable or plural. So when a noun is plural, we can use many, many of the boys. Another example with the singular much would be if the noun is singular. So for example, a lot of the time, so time is singular. Instead of using a lot because it weakens the sentence, we could say much of the time instead because it makes it a lot stronger. So tip number four, passive voice versus active voice. And admittedly, this is probably one of my weakest points that I experienced when I was in undergrad. I always wrote in the passive voice. I found it really hard to write in the active voice. And sometimes it's something that I continue to have to work on. So I wanted to make a mention first that if you are studying sciences or you're in the science disciplines, you can use the passive voice. There are reports that are written in the passive voice. So it's okay to use the passive voice on occasion. Try not to use it all the time, but if appropriate, you can use it. But if you're studying the humanities, so sociology, English, history, philosophy, psychology, any of those subjects, you must use the active voice. That is an essential in academic writing in the humanities. So let's talk about what the difference is between passive voice and active voice. And I'm going to use an example to do this. So for an example, immigration reforms were implemented by Trudeau. That is written in the passive voice. Here we have the past tense of the verb to be, so we have were. And we also have the past participle of the verb to implement, so implemented. And then we also have the word by, which is usually something that kind of indicates that we are speaking in the passive voice. And as you can see, it's just not a very strong sentence. It takes away from what Trudeau has done. It doesn't put him kind of front and center within the sentence. So what we want the sentence to be a lot stronger and straightforward. So it takes away from the fact that Trudeau implemented these reforms. So the sentence would be much stronger if it was written as Trudeau implemented immigration reforms. This strengthens the message of the sentence. So as opposed to immigration reforms were implemented by Trudeau, we now hear a much stronger message, which is Trudeau implemented immigration reforms. It just comes across a lot stronger than the first sentence. So we are finally at our last tip number five, and it kind of goes along with the rest of the tips, which is use strong verbs. So there's a difference between strong verbs and weak verbs. Let's do another example. A weak verb is, he gave assistance to my friend. So here we're using the word gave with the noun assistance. As you can see, the word assistance can be actually used as a verb. So a stronger way to say this would be, he assisted my friend. It's much more direct and much more straight to the point. And the verb is much stronger. You get a stronger sense of what the writer is trying to say when they're using that type of verb. So the difference between these two sentences is that the word assistance in the first sentence is a noun, as I noted, with the word gave before it, which is a verb. So that is a weaker verb. Anytime you see two words like that, a verb and then a noun, but the noun can be made into a verb, you're going to want to make that noun into a verb, and it's going to make your sentence a lot stronger and much more direct. So that is actually it for this week. I hope that this session was of benefit. I really enjoyed preparing it for you, and I hope this helps your academic writing in the future. If you're interested in connecting with us here at Homework Help, please visit us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+. This video will be on YouTube. We also write blogs on Medium, on student lifestyle, and other academic tips. And we will also be streaming this on SoundCloud, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play Music for your listening pleasure. So if you didn't have a chance to catch us on Instagram Live, or if you're not into YouTube, please check us out on those other channels. All you have to do is search Homework Help Global and you will be able to find us. This was the Homework Help Show. I'm Kath Ann. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a great week.